Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Ted Fishman. TedCFishman.com. Is that right, Ted?
That's right.
Ted C. Fishman, the initial C in the middle there, TedCFishman.com. Find out all the things that Ted does. You can find out more about his books, China Inc., and also Shock of Grey. Is there another one in the works, Ted?
There is. We can talk about that when I get closer.
All right.
It relates to the demographic and business topic.
All right.
So
I can't wait.
It's really how the... Yeah.
It'll be important.
It'll be exciting to talk about. Yeah.
Ted, I don't know if you have any more stats you want to give us. We're talking about retirement, the challenges of retirement these days in the 21st century, especially for small business. But one of the things I'd like for you to blend in whatever else you have to say is, what should we do with our money? I mean, I'll be honest with you, Ted, I don't trust Wall Street. I do not trust Wall Street. I asked an expert, a Wall Street expert. I mean, this guy is a true believer. And I said, does a retail investor have a chance on investing on Wall Street against the flash traders and that sort of thing? He said, no.
Yeah, it's a really
that was his answer. No
assessment. Yeah. I'm kind of lazy, so I like to park my money and not think about it. You mentioned that I used to be a trader, and I find that when I am an active investor, I overtrade, which chops up my money, and I end up spending a lot of money on commission and making bad choices. So I do like these life cycle funds where you put your money in, and it's invested in a way that would be similar to the way a giant pension fund would invest your money. If they had the actuarial data on you,
right?
And since I thought we might get to this, I looked at some data from Vanguard, which has a lot of these funds and is the biggest seller of these funds. There, you can go to most of the fund families and find similar things.
Mm-hmm.
And they said that the average savings for men who invest in these funds, which would be the category I'm in, is around $125,000 through Vanguard. And I thought it was very interesting that they called out the statistic for women. Women who invested through Vanguard only had around $78,000. And I thought, wow, that's a huge gap, especially when you consider that women live longer than men and often end up spending a lot of their retirement savings on the health of their husband, who gets sick before they do. So it's kind of a killer. So
hopefully the old man's got some insurance that endures.
Often, you know, the insurance. That's true. That's true. I didn't take that into account.
That's part of the deal.
Women do have to just be sure that they're having a little bit more aggressive.
So what was the 125 number? You're saying that's what they found the average savings.
That's the average savings for men who
customers.
Have life cycle funds.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, and the average savings for women was $78,000.
Mm-hmm.
And two reasons for that. One is women do earn less. Among Vanguard earners, which I was really surprised at, women earn around 40% less than the Vanguard investors who are men, which is much higher than the wage gap overall in the country. That's interesting. And
so
also
the life cycle, when you say the life cycle, what is their methodology? Is it have the three different types of investments, safe security, maybe cash, and then growth funds, and then...
That's right, and you move into increasingly less risky categories as you get closer to the date you identified as your possible retirement.
Mm-hmm. What if you're at retirement? You've got a nest egg, and you want to do something with it. What do you do with that?
It depends on your nest egg, really.
Yeah.
You can annuitize it. Annuities tend to be terrible in terms of their cost structure, so you have to be careful where you shop. You have to shop for low-cost annuities. It's very, very important. And you have to decide, the kind of annuity.
Yeah, you got to be careful because some annuities are like Social Security. When you die, it's gone.
Yeah, that's right. They'll be the ones that pay you more, but your heirs will get nothing.
That's right.
It's more like buying a gigantic
insurance policy. If you die the next day,
insurance,
c'est la vie. It's gone.
Yeah, but, you know, human beings are adding, in America, are adding around 2.5 years to the lifespan every decade, so it's something to keep in mind, too.
Hey, Ted, good job today. Come back soon.
Oh, thank you.
We always love hearing what you have to say. We always get smarter when you join us. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, and I know you have some segments I'll be interested coming up.
So. Yeah, that's coming up in the next hour. Thanks, Ted. Ted Fishman, ladies and gentlemen, I told you we'd get smarter when Ted joined us, didn't I? He'll be back another day. TedCFishman.com. Don't forget to check out his website. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.